It's a pleasure. Good morning.
Has it been a bit of a tough time the last year or so for people in your industry with the COVID situation and lockdowns and a lot of shows been cancelled?
Yep, it's been a rather interesting time. Let's just put it that way. But you know, in the spirit of trying to just leave the past where it is, we endeavour to just keep looking forward. And speaking of which, I'm looking forward to getting down there and doing some shows.
Can't wait to have you down here, mate. And I suppose over the last year or so, you've been rehearsing and writing new material, that sort of thing.
Yeah, look, I took a bit of adjustment, but you know, in the end, we just decided, well, we're stuck at home, so we're just going to write songs.
Mm.
And Reggie and I actually wrote, we've written almost 40 songs in the last 2 years, which is a pretty good effort considering, it's probably more songs than I wrote my whole career. it's been a productive couple of years, but you know, it's been a very, very interesting experience. And you know, in lieu of being able to play live, you have to do something. You know, I produced a few albums and I did some little guests collabs and guest spots on people's records, like the Wolfies. So it hasn't all been bad, but on the live front, obviously that just kind of vanished, and our industry has been quite decimated on that side. So you know, we had to make the most of the time and try and just be positive and productive. So I think we managed to do that, and now we can get back to, well, let's not say normal just yet, but we can approach it.
Some 30 years ago, and spinning for the first time, your great debut album with Southern Sons. We used to play Heart and Danger and Always and Ever and all those great songs, and they still stand up today. In fact, we play a lot of Gold, and they still fit in our playlist. Could you imagine that 30 years ago that you'd be doing what you're doing now, or are you now doing, Jack, what you've always wanted to do?
That's a great question. I always thought that once I started in this game, I just thought that I'd always do it. I never thought that I'd be doing something else. But it's interesting that you asked the question, because I don't know if it necessarily looked like it is then. I don't think that then it looked like it is now to me. However, I had this conversation with Roger Glover from Deep Purple.
Deep Purple fan.
We were out on tour, and one night after a show, we were just hanging out together. We used to hang out quite a bit, actually. I really love Roger. He's a beautiful cat. A fan said to him, "Oh, did you think your life would turn out like this?" And he goes, "Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, I do. Everything's going perfectly according to plan." and I was like, "Huh?" And he goes, "As a kid, he used to draw. You know, his mates at school were drawing like trucks and cars and whatever. He was drawing stage plots and massive audiences and him on stage." And I thought, "Huh? Well, there you go. You somehow manifested it." I don't know if I could say I manifested it, but I do find that the harder you work, the luckier you get. And if you love what you do, you know, it's just a natural kind of progression. If you just keep working, that preparation and opportunity will meet somewhere. So look, I'm one of the lucky guys. I get to keep doing what I love for a living. It has been a real challenge. You know, somehow we survive, and we're all pretty resourceful as artists. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind as well. You know, that we're always finding new ways of surviving, not getting killed off.
Living the dream. And, of course, if you're doing something you love doing, which obviously you can tell in the passion of your voice there, Jack, you'll never have to work again in your life. And the thing is, I love about your material, you've written stuff for yourself and other artists, you've performed on other artists' work, as you just alluded to there. You're on Tina Arena's album, a heap of great Australian acts, including John Farnham, being a part of his band. In fact, I flicked on a little while ago the Chain Reaction DVD, and there you were, Phil Buckle and Jack Jones. Playing.
Yeah, look, I've been really lucky, and that was, to be honest with you, those were the dreams, and I still, you know, I still get to do that stuff, obviously not as much lately, but from time to time, and it's always a pleasure, and it's never a chore, and just to, because that, you know, when you're growing up as a young, like for me as a young guitar player, I mean, it wasn't about having hit records or, even though, my goodness, like, it still blows me away from time to time. I still put the radio on and hear me on it. It really is something that, and you don't, I think you have a deeper appreciation for that as you get older, because you realize how hard it is, how difficult, particularly now, how difficult it is to get on the radio. Like,
and you probably took it for granted at the time.
You absolutely, 100%. You're so busy. Look, you know, people say it's hard getting to that position, but it's harder staying there. Like, it's harder even for the short sort of six-year period where we had a really, really great run. You're so busy trying to maintain a position that you don't really enjoy it. For the most part, I was anxious all the time. I was uncomfortable in my skin as a human. I was just really trying to not die. I mean, I know it sounds dramatic, but I don't mean it to sound that like that dramatic, but really you're just trying to kind of survive. And all this stuff is new. One minute you're a kid in the country learning guitar, wanting to be, you know, the musical director in someone like Lionel Richie's band. The next minute you're the lead singer in a band that's in every magazine, and you're on every interview, you're doing every interview on the telly, and you're doing all these radio stations, and there's nothing that really prepares you for that. I think as I've gotten older and more comfortable with myself, I've actually been able to just enjoy the experience a lot more. You know, it was very valuable. I've learned a lot through all that stuff, but now I actually just get to enjoy it, and that's kind of fun too.
A lot easier back then when you started out than I suppose trying to get a gig these days.
Yeah, well, just it's a completely different model, and I tend to be a bit more selective with what I do these days. That sounds like elitist, but you know, I get to do more of the things that I really want to do.
Yeah.
I decided to venture into production, which I'm loving. I've always kind of done it, but I never really did it for many other people. I mean, I guess part of this COVID experience too has been an opportunity to maybe expand a little bit. Like I said, you know, some little collabs that I maybe never would have done before. I mean, I loved doing the downtime track with the Wolf Brothers. That was just so fun, and it reignited a fire in me to work with other artists again, because you know, and during that time, I also produced an album for a band called the Bloomvilles, who are marvelous, absolutely stunning, kind of country folk act, and they're just great. So, yeah look, you get to do, you know, and I did a duet with Mel on that. So, you know, it's actually been this journey it continues to evolve.
You're coming to Tasmania. Have you got a series of shows? I know you've got the show on Thursday, December 16 from 7:30 at the Pub Rock Diner, which is a great venue too, in the Rook Street Mall, Devonport. So book at the venue or Mosh Ticks. Have you got any more shows apart from that one?
I do. Then I've got Friday at the Royal Oak with Rav Thomas is playing with me for all these shows. Royal Oak and Launceston. Saturday is the Scamander Beach Resort.
Oh, down the East Coast, lovely part of the world.
Yep, and then Sunday is the Longley Hotel, and that's an early start, I think around 3. We're all kicking on there. So mate, I was supposed to come down to Tassie, as some of your listeners may know, a little while ago. I got denied. That was fine. I totally understand what happened. I was going to do a little gig with the Wolfies. It wasn't to be, but I'm very, very excited about getting down there next week. So
brilliant.
Fingers crossed, mate. Fingers crossed this is all going to go smoothly.
It is Thursday, December 16, 7:30 start, so grab your tickets, book at the venue or Mosh Ticks, and you're an absolute star, Jack, and it's been fantastic talking to you this morning. Thanks for allowing us a bit of your time for a bit of a catch-up, and go well. We might rock out one of your tracks right now.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the chat, and love to everyone out there. Hopefully we'll see you all soon.